Hello, Clive. Welcome to Dance World, and thank you for your availability. We'd like to say hello to our audience.
My pleasure, yes. Hope to do a good interview, basically. I'm not very good at this sort of thing.
I'm sure I could be. So, the first question, I don't want to be boring, is just the first one, I would like to know, what are you doing now? I mean, have you got... are you involved in some band or some project, or you just play with friends sometimes?
No, we have a new band in England, built up of a lot of ex-members of other fairly well-known bands, and it's a departure for me in the sense that it's a vocal harmony band, and it goes from folk roots of many of the other players, but because I'm there, it's got a bit more rocky, and so it's a lot heavier than it used to be. And it's I'm very pleased with it. We did a tour and some festivals last year, and we're doing two tours and some festivals this year. So hopefully, we'll come over to Italy soon, and we can get somebody to have us.
It's a pleasure for us. Yeah. Yeah, and another question is because we talk on our problem. We had an episode on our transmission that talks about the 70s, the years, and we talk about Led Zeppelin in Russia, and of course Jethro Tull. So I would like to ask you one thing, starting from the band name, because we knew that Jethro Tull came from the founder of modern agriculture,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
I would like to ask you, who had that clever idea?
We had various names in England before making our first single, and we said we've got to actually settle on a name here. And somebody from the agency said, Ian looks a bit like this guy that invented the seed drill. So we looked in a history book, and yes, he did. So we settled on that name, basically. And the guy, the producer, said, he put on the record Jethro Toe, would you believe, instead of Tull. So we got away with it for the first single, and then it changed to Jethro Tull again. So.
Oh, it's a incredible story. Thank you. Then another question is about Aqualung, your masterpiece. I think it's your masterpiece. And also about Locomotive Breath. That's one of my favorite songs. And the question is about who had that clever idea, and also a bit mad idea, to talk about a locomotive. Yeah, dedicate a song to that locomotive.
That was Ian. Ian comes up with all the good ideas in Tull. Obviously, he writes it all, and it was good times, because Ian was very prolific, and he would pull. Not words, but stories from anywhere, and put them in, you know, like the Aqualung itself, and that was all Ian, so you can blame him and not me.
So he is there.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay. So another question. After Aqualung, you decided to dedicate your life to your family. I don't want to come into your story. I don't want to come into your privacy. It's just because the question would like to make you is how did you feel when you decided to leave for a while rock music?
I think it was like two tours that I was talking with our tour manager, who was more like our father, and he was saying, don't do it, and I was saying, well, I want to get married, and we were about to start the first world tour, and we would have been away for 2 years touring, then we were going to move to Switzerland for a year, and I thought, this is not a good start for a marriage, halfway through the last tour I did with them, I decided that that's the time to go, and we had b- what did we have? We had about 2 weeks, which was a luxury for us, after that tour. And I thought, well, at least they can practice up with Barry, because Barry was a good friend of the band anyway. And so I thought, well, they've got time. And so I decided then that was the time to go, which was great. Yeah.
It was for a good reason, for marriage.
Oh, the best reason, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and it was the best decision of my life, I think. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. So another question is about the drummer. You are an ideal drummer for many other drummer, and especially for rock blues drummer. And the question I'd like to ask you is when do you began playing drums, and how many did you study for?
Yeah, I started playing with some school friends just as I left school, and I wanted to be a guitarist and they wouldn't let me, so I had to play the drums. But I've never studied. I took one lesson to learn how to read music, and what he was teaching me I already knew. I'd already picked it up. But as far as lessons or tuition, I didn't have any. But because the band when we got into Tull and things, I had some of the best teachers in the world, if you want, because I used to hang around with Keith Moon, John Bonham and everybody, and so we used to trade. I used to show them my licks and they used to show me theirs, so we all learned together, basically. Yeah.
Oh, so it's you still learning from John Bonham, you told me. And this question is about something like a legend or something that you know that we probably don't know from books about, just for that. And if you have something on John Bonham that you would like to share with us, we are ready to hear you.
Nothing really. I mean, they were crazy times, and English bands in America, we were all doing well, and we were all friends from back in England anyway. And so we tended to arrange to meet up at various bars and places just to for the Brits to all be together, basically. And it was good fun. And we found a bar in New York that was run by two English people. And so that became all of the English band's homes, really. And we even allowed Jimi Hendrix in there once. So, but yeah, there's no real stories. We just, whenever we were playing together, we would just have a little practice together and things like that, and then maybe go for the odd beer afterwards. The odd beer. Yeah. But no, there's no real sort of mental stories, really. Apart from him getting thrown out of hotels regularly.
Oh, it's good. Just to know something more that we couldn't know before.
I don't know. There's loads of probably stories if I thought I could probably think of them, but I don't think John's family would like me to tell some of them, especially Deborah, his sister. So.
Okay, thank you so much. The last question is not a question, but is an appeal that I would like to ask you, just to to bring some people that are listening to music that is not rock music, to bring them back again on the right way, on the rock way, I mean on the good music. If you want to tell something to our audience, to all drummers that are listening to our transmission.
I think the main thing is not just rock or anything like that, but listen to all music, because everything has got something to offer. I like to listen to all sorts of music, and it can influence, even if you're a rock drummer listening to some, I don't know, folk or classical or something. You can get some ideas from that if you listen to it in the right way. I people that just sort of say, oh, I'm only, you know, oh, I only like whatever. And they don't listen to other things. They're missing out big time. And so just listen and experiment. That's the way, not just me, but all of the English drummers that I know, they all started like that. And look what happened to that lot.
So listen to all kind of music. And Jeff Rotal are also experimental band. So you start from classical music, from flute, from Ian Anderson. So you are you're talking about that.
Yeah, classical, jazz, every sort of music. Even just sitting listening to an acoustic guitarist. Sometimes them being a drummer. Sometimes they play little rhythms. That you think, ooh, 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 you know, that would, I can turn that into a drum riff. And so that's the best way to go about it, really. The classical thing is, you look at all of the groups, including Led Zeppelin, there's lots of classical bits you can hear in there. All of the guitarists steal from classical, and Ian, obviously. A lot of it was from jazz initially, but now he goes and plays with orchestras and everything. So, and it's good that orchestras now want to play Jethro Tull music. So it goes, it comes back on itself as well. So that's all very good.
Thank you so much, Clive. It's been a pleasure for us, and I hope to listen to you again. Thank you.
Okay, no, it's my pleasure, and I hope whatever I've said helps somebody somewhere, and it's been a pleasure meeting you as well. No problem.
Thank you. Bye.